T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Huge update for Chelsea's love telenovela. How would you react if all of a sudden late last night an ex of yours showed up at your doorstep unannounced? That is exactly what happened to Chelsea. We're about to find out which ex it was. What did he have to say? What does he want?
What the hell's the deal is going on here?
Is he currently still in her apartment?
I mean, you would think if you're a guy showing up at your ex's place and you're on good terms, you're kind of packing an overnight bag, I'm guessing.
Hey, they don't know.
I have that kind of confidence if I showed up at an ex's house.
I'd be annoyed if they were so confident.
Yeah, but you also would be annoyed if they weren't confident. You'd be annoyed no matter what. Stop it.
So, quick little recap for Chelsea's love telenovela. If you haven't been keeping up with her love life, we had dos hombres, una Chelsea.
That's two dudes, one Chelsea.
That quickly turned into cero hombres y una Chelsea.
Quickly turned into no dudes, still a Chelsea.
That happened when things didn't work out with Mr. Serendipity and Frosted Flakes. Mm-hmm. But last night,
yep,
ladies and gentlemen, last night, Chelsea heard this.
Something like that, yeah.
Heavens to Betsy.
And she hadn't ordered Uber Eats.
No.
Who could it be? Her ex showed up on her doorstep unannounced, and now we have a new telenovela. Un ex.
One ex.
Una puerta.
One door.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
With lots of knocks going on there. A lot of knocks at that door.
Open the door! All right, Chelsea. First of all, which ex was it? Tell us a little bit about that ex and what did you want?
Okay, so first of all, I just walked in the door from, I was at Kaboo Festival in San Diego this weekend, so I just walked in the door. Like, my hands are full with my luggage, walking in the door, and I get this text message. It says, hey, ... are you back in LA yet? Okay? The number's not saved in my phone. It's a foreign number. There's a couple extra numbers in there, so I'm like, okay.
A lot of extra digits in that.
Chelsea does love foreigners.
I do. I've dated some, okay? And then I also met people this weekend. So I was like, was it someone at the festival I met? I don't know. What's going on? Lots of confusion. So I basically wrote back, hey, who is this?
Who it is?
New phone, who it is?
Whoopsies.
And they said, come outside. I'm at your front door.
Oh my God! Could be a murder.
Now listen, this is how every bad horror movie starts, you know? So I'm kind of freaking out on the inside.
The call's coming from inside the house, Chelsea.
I don't know if I want to see this person. Who is it? So I like apprehensively peer out my window and look down because I'm on like the second floor. And you guys, it's my Scottish ex-boyfriend, Kieran, all the way from Amsterdam.
Kieran.
We love Kieran, by the way.
Love Kieran.
I believe we have some audio. His accent's amazing. Brian and I both had a crush on him. Still
That's
do.
Right.
Here's Kieran, by the way. We talked to him earlier in the show, maybe 4 months ago. Check him out. Hey, Kieran, we're Chelsea's friends that hang out with her at work. Do you still wish you could get back with Chelsea?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
So what is his purpose? Why did he show up at your door?
So the thing is we dated, we ended our relationship in last October, but we've always been into contact. I saw him when I went to London in June.
That's right. He went out of his way to go stay there, not knowing if you'd give him the time of day.
Yeah, but over the last couple months, honestly, he kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
Okay.
He sort of flaked on, he's supposed to come out here for a friend's birthday, a mutual friend that he's become really close with, and he ended up kind of flaking on the situation and not really giving me an answer.
Chelsea, you do know that he lives across the Atlantic Ocean.
But here's the thing.
It's not like he's in Burbank.
No, but here's the thing.
Frosted Flakes lives in Santa Monica. You're in Hollywood. He flaked on you 3 times and you still give him a chance.
Yeah, but don't give me your word and say you're going to do something and be excited about it. And if it's your idea, and then flake on me, because then And don't really give me an answer and kind of go silent on me about it. And that's kind of what happened. And then when I end up going to this friend's birthday that was in Palm Springs, he proceeded to text me being like, oh, thanks for the invite. Who are you there with another guy? And got kind of just
weird.
Played games
Made it weird.
With me. So anyways, so I kind of, for the last couple months, I've sort of pushed him away, and I unfollowed him on Instagram. I know that's so immature, but I did it.
Oh,
I did
that.
It. This is the only guy that I've actually unfollowed on Instagram.
Gave
funny.
Him the middle finger.
So anyway, so what he said when I saw him at my door, he goes, he's like, he's in town with some friends. He said, seeing as how you unfollowed me on Instagram, will you please can I make it up to you? I know you're annoyed with me right now, but can I make it up to you and buy you a blue bottle coffee, which is my favorite, and an acai bowl at our favorite spot that we used to always go to when he would come stay with me. So we're actually supposed to go out to a little brunch lunch today.
Ooh, how long is he in town for?
Just for this week.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Did he earn any points by just kind of manning up and stopping by? Like, that's such not a thing that happens nowadays. He'd be in town, and a lot of guys just pepper you with texts and bug you because they don't want to put themselves out there. Got to give the homeboy props, man. He just stopped on by and was like, come on down, let's talk this out. Like, that's something a lot of women would appreciate.
Yeah, I think for sure. Like, I definitely appreciate that part of me. You know, obviously it was good to see him. I miss him. But the second part of me is like, what am I doing? He lives in Amsterdam. He's not moving here anytime soon. I'm not moving there. So, like, am I wasting my time? And I'm going to see him today. I'm excited. But, like, he's staying this week, so do I continue hanging out with him, or am I wasting my time? Because I don't know, like, it doesn't seem like, I don't know if there really is a future with us, or at least not anytime soon, you know?
So we want to ask you, our listener, and thank you so much for helping out Chelsea with her love life. If you're in her situation and an ex flew across the Atlantic Ocean, he's probably here from business or whatever, but still showed up at your doorstep.
She knows.
Business of love.
Would you give him, do you even give him the time of day during this week? Do you even mess around with that and open yourself up to that again emotionally and in other ways potentially? Like, is it even worth
what's
it?
The point?
Or are you wasting your time?
Yeah. I mean, this is like a rom-com you'd watch on an airplane and you'd be rooting for Chelsea, give him a chance. I'd be tearing up on him like, don't send him away, Chelsea. He just showed up on your door.
877-971-HITS is the number to call or text. 877-971-HITS, all right? Should Chelsea even entertain the Scottish hunk?
Chelsea.
Come on, Chelsea.
You just
Chelsea,
so
let's get lunch, Chelsea.
Coming up next, we'll hear from you. What are our techs saying, Brian?
We got some great ones, man. From Elizabeth Fish, get busy with him, girl.
All right.
I mean, that's an option. Monica Livermore says, we were totally hoping it was Kieran. Yes.
Oh, he's got fans.
Now we got some advice.
I love that.
Now we got some advice over here from the 651. Give him a chance. You're only young once. What do you have to lose? Only thing I would worry about is losing a friendship. But it's pretty obvious. There's more than just a friendship there.
From the 626 says, Chelsea, give him my address. Let him show up on my doorstep.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hello, random girl. We've got another one. Hey, Chelsea, if you simply enjoy his company, leave it at that. Go out to brunch with him. Talk about life and such. And just enjoy each other's company. No rekindling needs to happen. If it's there, it'll be there. Also, my name is Chelsea, too, so my advice is the best.
Oh, that's cute.
Natalie from Thousand Oaks, good morning.
Good morning.
Should Chelsea even entertain her ex, Kieran, this week? Or is it time wasted?
I think she should, you know, take a risk and go for it. Because, you know, you're overthinking too much of the unknown. And it's just, you know, stress too much on the unknown that we're missing out on great opportunities that, you know, are in front of us.
Okay.
And, you know, maybe in the long run, it doesn't necessarily work out. But at least, you know, you've given it a try. And you open yourself up to it, you know, just a tad bit.
I mean, that is a good point to say, like, you're stressing about things that may or may not happen. And, you know, who cares? Amsterdam, so far away. You don't even like a guy around you all the time. You don't want a clinger. Guy can't even be a clinger.
Natalie, how would you react if an ex showed up from a different country unannounced on your doorstep?
You know, I would have to give him some points, you know, for doing that. Especially nowadays, think about it. You know, how many people they don't have, you know, the cojones to do that nowadays.
Right.
Yeah.
And he's doing it for the love. Not the love of the green card, just the love.
So I kind of gave it a chance as well. And my boyfriend moved out here a year ago from Texas. And that
was
okay.
Texas is a different country for sure.
He's legit pulling a move Ashton Kutcher does in every rom-com. Show up at their house, see what happens.
But was he bumping a boombox, Chelsea?
Oh, man. That
no, he wasn't. That's why I say move on, girl. Natalie, love you, girl. Thank you for calling
in. Thank you so
much. Bye.
Thank you. Love you guys.
I love that she's a hopeless romantic right there.
Absolutely.
Later.
Bye-bye.
Rob from San Gabriel, good morning.
Good morning.
Rob, D-Milo, bro, should Chelsea entertain her ex this week and open up to him again, or just move on, bro?
Move on, bro. I'm telling you, he's in for a bang-bang.
Wow. I mean, but what if Chelsea decides that's what she wants out of it this week? Just to...
Well, that's cool then.
I don't know if you've been hearing the show, Rob, but, you know, Chelsea is kind of going through a drought right now. You feel me?
Oh, gosh.
Well, Well, Chelsea, then you just, if you're in it for fun, accept the fun, right?
But know that it's not something long-term. And what makes you feel like, what about him and how he's kind of reacted towards the situation makes you think that he's not in it long-term?
That he's just in it for the, like, as you said, bang-bang.
He's in town for a bang-bang. He's out of country, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right? Listen, no guy with that Scottish accent, the way Kieran looks, doesn't understand what kind of leverage he's pulling when he shows up at someone's doorstep in Los Angeles. He's like, Chelsea. She's like, come on in.
But see, that makes me angry then to think about it in that
way. That might not be
true, I'm not just a piece of meat.
I mean, we're speculating.
I'm proud of
you
for that, Chelsea.
It's true, though.
It's not that easy, dog.
No, and like, maybe I'm going through a drought, sure, but like, I still don't want to. I'm not in that game. I'm not in that game of just hooking up to hook up.
There are other sources of water, Chelsea.
Exactly.
But he's taking you for an SIE bowl, whatever the hell that is.
So LA, actually, to be honest. It's kind of funny.
I think it has to do with Sports Illustrated.
I don't know what the hell that is. I know it's got like nuts and seeds in it and stuff.
Rob, I appreciate your honesty and you just straight up dude talk. He's in for a bang bang.
Yeah, right. He's in for a bang bang. That's what he's doing, baby.
Later, bro.
Later, bro. Have a good weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rob's like, that's what I would have done.
Of course.
Chelsea, before we wrap up, be honest. Take it to that moment that you realize that Kieran is the one at the doorstep. You open the door. What's going through your mind? What happens in your stomach? Did your stomach fall? You know what I'm saying? That feeling you get?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Were you nervous or were you rage-filled?
Yeah. Were you excited?
I was really happy to see him, honestly. We've had so many fun times together. We've traveled the world together. Okay. He's fun to be around. Like, I miss him. So it was really good to see him, you know?
Okay. And he's proposed to hang out today. Mm-hmm. And you are at least going to go to that for sure.
Yeah, I'm having a little brunch with him.
So, where it goes from there, you'll have to tune in tomorrow and the rest of this week around this time to find out what happens in this Chelsea telenovela.
I mean, Chelsea, he texted you that he's wearing the Vans that remind him of you because you love Vans. Like, this guy is pouring it on so thick, and he's got that accent. I just don't know if you have the defense systems to fight this off.
But does he just want the bang bang, like our homie just called in and said? And Chelsea's not about that.
No.
Right away.
At least she won't tell us if she is.
Chelsea, as a big brother, I'll just tell you this.
What?
I feel like your mind and your heart, all of ours, has a certain amount of space, right? And as long as you keep entertaining all your exes, you're not going to be able to open up to new opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I think you should go today, hang out, whatevs, but then let it be for the rest of the week.
Don't
even mess with him. Huh?
Yeah.
It's not realistic that you guys are going to get in a relationship. He lives across the freaking pond. Yeah.
But I think that's the perfect relationship for her. She doesn't want people messing with her. She just needs that excitement. It's always exciting when your guy lives in Amsterdam.
Thank you so much for tuning in. 97.1 Amp Radio.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Unex.
One X.
Una puerta.
One door.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Chelsea, wish you the best for
real. Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate all your advice, and I'll keep you updated on things.
Yeah, let us know how that acai bowl goes.
Okay.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.